Schmidt compared the growth of the arts in Sitka to places like Chautauqua, New York, Banff, Alberta, and Aspen, Colorado. Banff is a town only a little bit larger than Sitka, but has an arts program that generates tens of millions of dollars in annual revenue. In Aspen, Schmidt said, the arts produce more income than skiing. Schmidt suggested that it was time Sitka began to see itself the way others do.
We're a long ways away from being an Aspen or a Banff, and we may never be an Aspen or a Banff or a Chautauqua, but I guess I'd really like to present that to Sitka, that it's a powerful resource that can be leveraged over and over and over again if we take that route to think about how to make Sitka the most attractive place for talent to be raised, for talent to be retained, and for talent to be attracted to, the most attractive community for visitors to come and spend time here, and more time and longer time, and for them to figure out ways for their families to make Sitka more and more of a destination.
Schmidt said the camp achieved an unprecedented level of stability when it received the core Sheldon Jackson campus in 2011 from the defunct college's Board of Trustees. Not having a reliable home inhibited growth. But the campus also came with some major liabilities. It had been boarded up for nearly 4 years. Schmidt said he took pains to avoid the campus.
I didn't go up Jeff Davis Street anymore unless I had to. It just depressed me at a very deep level.
Now, Schmidt said, 46% of his budget is spent on capital improvements. He said the work would literally never end.
I think we're at the worst moment in sort of historical battle that one can be at. But I think that any, you know, large 100-plus-year-old campus is just a constant capital project. I think that 3 years ago when we started, it was in so many ways impossible to use. I think one of the things that we've worked on is trying to make more spaces non-seasonal. The first year of camp, we literally had no heat anywhere on campus.
Having a heated permanent home has allowed the camp to expand programs. Schmidt said the camp now enrolls 1,000 students from 38 Alaskan communities, 27 states, and 5 countries, but tuition accounts for only 23% of the camp's revenue. He stressed that contributions remain a major factor in the camp's success, contributions which can be leveraged time and time again into matching grant funding. Schmidt described the camp as a component of Sitka's visitor industry, one which cultivated very deep ties to the community, really deep ties.
And we have so many multi-generational families that come to the camp, whether they're teachers or whether they're grandchildren or whether they're children, people getting married at camp. Not married at camp. Married because they met at camp. They do the preliminary work. No.
And the work of restoring the campus, that is, goes on. Schmidt said over 700 community members have logged 30,000 volunteer hours helping prepare the campus for the arrival of students each summer. And all those sheets of plywood that boarded over campus windows?
We've used them for theater sets, and we've used them to drive our tractors on the lawn and not mark the lawns. We've used them for subfloors and rotten floors. And so all that plywood's gone to good use.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.